Hello there.
Hi. I was planning to go into the bathroom. I'm preparing to leave the house now, and there has been two certain concepts, or should I say problems or challenges? Concepts, problems, challenges. Well, two particular challenges I wanted to talk about. And I thought I was going to separate this into two different journey nuggets, but I figured that they're actually interwoven and they can kind of work together as just one you know, concept to talk about in a single the journey nugget. And those challenges were being intentional and not creating excuses for yourself every single time. And I say there are challenges because this is something that I struggle with to an extent, such that I think when I was recording the episode on execution, I mentioned that I only do about 40% of the ideas that I create, and this is not a potential or a feasibility problem. I have everything I require to at least get to maybe 80% of the things I did, but I only get stuck at 40. And I realized that it is because I'm not hitting a particular level of intentionality. And once I don't do that, I easily make up excuses like, I could not go there because I woke up late, or I could not go there because, you know, I did not have the right outfit to wear. You know, just bringing up excuses that justifies the particular situation. But the only reason why I was in that situation in the first place was because I was not intentional enough. A friend of mine would say, I did not put conscious effort to getting it done. And I think it is true in every regard. I'm looking at many areas of my life right now, and I think that if I was only being a little bit more intentional about this, if I only added a little more conscious effort into this program, into this course, into this skill, into this relationship, into this partnership, into this project, if I just added a little more conscious effort, I would have come up with like way more results. And then I immediately realized these things. I always put them into practice before I come and talk about them on the podcast. And I just started being a little bit more intentional about certain things, and the results have been super, super amazing. Such that even to the littlest things, have been spending a lot of my nights a week these days, because of like the amount of workload I have these days. And normally I will just go through the night doing everything that comes to my mind, just clearing off tasks one after the other and all of those. But this time around, I added a little more effort and intentionality. I started adding time chips. Okay, I'm going to start this by 12 a.m., finish it by 2 a.m. And I tried to be intentional about sticking to each and every of those time chips that I allocated to those tasks. And the results have been way, way more amazing. Because before, I would start something by 12 and just continue doing it till like 4 or 5 a.m. And, you know, I wouldn't achieve the other things that I set aside to achieve that night. But with that extra intentionality, I can stop that particular first thing by 2 a.m. regardless of the progress I've made, and then go and continue the other things. That way, I have distributed progress across all of the things that I intended to do that particular night, right? And of course, except it's a very important thing that I must complete that night, maybe if the deadline is the next day or something like that, you know. And I think that really, really helps to tailor, and really, really helps you achieve discipline in your life. And if you're someone like me who's probably struggling with discipline, intentionality and reducing your excuses might be the first steps to achieving the state where you say you would do something and you go ahead and actually do it. I discovered that and it was too precious to hold back. It's so simple. It's so simple a concept that can't be easily missed. And I think, as I've said, if you're building discipline, start with intentionality and reduce the amount of excuses you make for yourself. See you on the next one.